This is JDC with Compass Your Life. Today's topic is Home Running a Curveball. I'm your host, Cassandra Lee, and here is JDC.
Hey, welcome everybody. Good to be here today. I miss you guys, and I'm excited to share today's topic, Home Running a Curveball. Are you ready?
I hope they are. I like the title, Home Running a Curveball. And everyone knows that term. Man, I just got a curveball thrown at me. So I hope that you guys have been, waiting to hear what's next from the last podcast. And I hope it's been benefiting you. We have had a few people who reached out to you during the contest that we gave out for the excuse yourself for making excuses. How did that go?
That went really good. I still have one more person that I need to respond to. And, I wanna make sure that I got the right mindset to do that for this person, because I believe that this person is going to benefit greatly from the feedback. And hopefully, we'll do the task and we'll do the assignments that I'm going to have them do. So I'm excited. Great. It's all about the results. So there will be positive results.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you haven't heard that podcast, excuse yourself from making excuses. I suggest that when you're finished with this one, go back into that episode, listen to it, because this one is definitely going to help you. And we created this little contest. If you want to get a personal response from JDC, you can actually email him directly about those topics so we can get that going.
All right. Thank you, Cassandra. So let's get on with the topic of today. You know, as I started growing up, I played baseball, and I remember that curveballs were particularly hard to hit, and not only hit it, but to hit it where you want the ball to go. Mm. So it was difficult. I guess, I'm not really sure, but I guess that's where the term life threw me a curveball came from.
Right, right. I agree. I think that's where it came from.
Right, because it's difficult, right? Life throws curveballs. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that, the curveballs of life, you know. I'm going to take this to relationship first, and then I'm going to take it to other areas of your life. So let's go to relationship. A great psychologist taught me, okay, that most arguments, most disagreements in a relationship, in a marriage, are about money, communication, and sex. And so I thought about that, and I looked back on my life and I said, wow, that makes a lot of sense. And somehow it ended up that the root problem was money, communication, or sex. And so, those are curveballs right there. So let's say, for example, that you make plans with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, right? And, you communicate those plans, but somewhere along the lines, there's a curveball. Things changed. And one party says to the other party, hey, that's not what we said. And now you're involved in a curveball there. So what do? Now, you may disagree. And in a disagreement, now there's a problem, because now communication becomes short or distorted, or the perception of the person and the communication, there's two different readings there. So you mean to say one thing, the other person heard another, bam, problem. So what do? Now you can go into rules about agreeing to disagree and all that sort of stuff that we've been taught in life and all of that. But does that really work? Is that the real answer? Hmm. Is that the way to handle it? And I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What do you think? I'm not sure.
Well, it definitely works to agree to disagree. But sometimes when you do that, you kind of feel unfulfilled about the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I disagree, but I'll agree to disagree. Nope. And then you go to your separate ways, and then you're like, Was anything solved?
So there wasn't any agreement. It was just a verbal agreement. But in matters of the heart, there was no agreement.
Right.
So that's not the answer. So I think that one way to handle it is, you know, both parties need to have a mature heart. What is a mature heart? A mature heart is a heart that takes responsibility not only in their thinking, but in their behavior and in the communication. And when you have two people that have a mature heart, then agreement can come in, even if there's a disagreement. Because you gotta remember that the intent is the most important thing. And when the intent is good and both parties take responsibility, then there's communion, there's unity, and then we can still move forward in spite of, with a with a agreement in the heart, all
right?
With
right, a unison.
Yes, there's an agreement in the heart, right? But when that fails, then agreeing to disagree is just a verbal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is there's feelings that develop, and then there's separation, and then the communication again, and then it's a spiral down. And then, you know, you may look and say, well, you know, let's forget about that. Let's keep moving forward and boom. But somewhere down the road, guaranteed it's going to happen again. So, you know, how do we hit the home run of that curveball? How do you do that? How do you handle that? Well, then there's tools, right? And you're playing baseball. You have the ball, you have the bat, you have the glove, and then you have the players. So the players play a certain position. So what is the position of these two individuals that are not in agreement when a curveball comes?
Mm.
I think the other, yes, I think the other need in there is to have a heart of solution rather than a heart that's focused on the problem. And third, I believe that there shouldn't be, or that they can't be, a heart that takes things personal. An oversensitive heart where, you know, now since I'm just going to like agree to disagree, I'm going to shut out, I'm going to shut down, and now it's personal. So now there's a big elephant now. And now there's a bigger problem because now it escalated from, hey, it's just a curveball here. Let's agree to disagree, but now there is no disagreeing. There is no agreeing. Now there's separation.
Wow.
And when there's separation, now everything else suffers. Communication. Now other issues like money issues come in, decisions about finances, etc. And then it eventually goes into the sex area. And so now, you know, there's not a pure heart anymore. Then you got to go back to the drawing board. How do you mend that relationship? And how do you unite it to keep moving forward with that heart of communion, agreement? Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm sure that all of the audience and even myself can attest to situations like this. Where you plan, I mean, think about all the other podcasts that you just recently did, where you had them, you know, write down things and plan certain things. So right there is a plan, an agenda. And probably right now, most of them are experiencing something that hasn't gone the way that they had originally written down. And at that moment, people either face it, walk away, or leave the elephant in the room. But rarely do you find someone who can solve or hit the home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, solve what that curveball has been thrown. So that's a very good question. What is the correct way to handle it that's efficient and effective? Because we waste time with that. Like you said, they let it pile up until it becomes like this awkward elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do we handle it in such a way where immediately it gets taken care of before it becomes this bigger issue and be effective with it so we can automatically move on?
Yes.
Because we've seen both situations where the person tries to immediately handle it, but it's never fully handled, or they just leave it alone until it becomes a bigger issue. So what's your take on that? What's the first thing we should do?
Well, we've identified the tools that we need to have.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then now we got to go into how do we do that? And so how do we agree to disagree, or how do we handle the curveball that comes? And I think we have to go back to a basic information that God has given us in his written word. And that is, when correcting, correct in love.
Mm.
When saying something, being a messenger, people say don't shoot the messenger. I think sometimes the messenger needs to be shot. The reason is because how you say it, how you come across is important.
Yes,
and
that makes
sense. A curveball comes and somebody overreacts or underreacts. Okay?
That makes sense.
And so now you have to take personal responsibility for that, because it's a two-way street. All right? It impacts both.
Right.
So if you just take yourself out and say, oh, well, that's not, and you shut out, that's not the way to handle it. The best way is to understand that, hey, let's go to the solution here. What is my responsibility? How did I contribute to this? And what's my reaction to that? Rather than, well, I got nothing to do with it. Why are you like blah, 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 blah?
Right.
And blaming comes on and all of that stuff, right? And then lastly, I think that when communicating it in a loving way, you go ahead, agree. And if someone has to take the responsibility of why the curveball came, but sometimes there's no reason there. It just happens. It's just life. But then sometimes that we contributed to that happening. At any rate, there has to be personal responsibility. And then move on to the solution. Look, life has two problems, subjective and practical. Practical, let's handle it, let's fix it. Subjective, let's manage. So we have to manage our emotions, because it becomes emotional. And we confuse the emotional issues of life with the practical or material issues of life. And granted that some of them have emotions attached to it, we as humans have to learn how to manage those emotions, because you can get angry, you can get upset, you can do all that. But then if you act on that, that's lack of managing those emotions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when we verbalize them, we need to verbalize them in love. All right? And that's how love conquers all, because you get into love and now you're able to verbalize whatever the situation and or solution to the curveball with the person you're dealing it with.
Right.
That makes sense.
Now, what if it's not a person? What if it's a situation? I'm by myself.
Mm.
I have this agenda, and a curveball is thrown at me with a situation.
All right.
Of course, it comes from a person, but let's say I'm not directly.
Well, let's say it doesn't have to be. Let's say life. You know, you. Let's say it could be work related, business related. It could be your own personal expectations, all these things. This is why it's important to know who you are.
Mm.
And see, when you ask God to reveal more about you, and you ask God to show you the areas that you need to improve on and change, remember that. Because when a curveball of life comes your way, and you get down on yourself, that's not the thing to do. All right? I know we all do it at one point or another. However, we must understand that that's not the way to do it. We have to improve from that area. And here's the thing I want to say about that, okay? You don't have to be old to understand that. However, older people understand because of experience. But wisdom, asking God for wisdom, will allow you as a young person to begin to understand these things so that you can fully mature in them and have proper behavior towards these things. Because it's not personal, even for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, let's say I lost my job. Mm. Everything was good. Suddenly, I'm out of a job. That's a curveball.
Right.
That's a hard curveball. Yeah. How do you hit a home run with that one? You know, the first thing is, oh my God, what am I going to do? Now, if it's a man, you may feel like, man, I'm not a good contributor. Now my family, what's my wife going to think? What's my friends going to think? What am I thinking of myself? I'm a loser. I'm a this, I'm a that. Stop. That's not the truth. That's deception. So handle even yourself with love. And I think that the way to handle that curveball is to look at God, who's in control of all. And know this, God always promotes you.
Amen.
Even when he regresses, is to promote you.
Right.
So be confident in the Lord. Remember, his thoughts are not your thoughts. But we do have the mind of Christ. So we adopt the thinking of God. We begin to understand and see things from the perspective of God. That's why challenges in life are important. Because it's a communication from God to you that you've missed that soft, sensitive voice of the Lord. Had you listened to it, there wouldn't be a challenge. But the challenge comes from missing that communication with God. And when we miss it, the challenge comes, and it's only to expand your mind more. It's only to get you closer to him.
To wake you up.
It's to wake you up to that reality that God is trying to speak to you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, now you have a challenge.
It's an awareness.
Yes. Because God doesn't want you to fall down. What God wants to do is keep building you up.
And that's only through challenge.
Only through challenge.
Because how are you going to be grown without being challenged? Every day's perfect.
Yes.
What are you growing from?
Right.
You know?
Now, the idea of the Garden of Eden was that. Mm. We lived in a perfect place.
Right. And then
we were in great communion with God. But then we fell out of communion. We disobeyed the communication.
Right.
And sin came into our life. So this is where we're at now. Right. Fast forward, this is life.
Exactly. Because it's easy to be obedient when you have no choice. But when you have choice, are you really obedient? Mm. Are you making the choice to be obedient or not? That's powerful.
So I'm excited because I hope that this was able to give you some awareness that when the curveballs of life come, whether it's personal, whether it's related to work, business, all that, whether it's related to family, or whether it's related to any relationship, understand one thing. Take responsibility, have a heart with solution, communicate in love, and practice those things so that you get better and better and better and better. Until then, this is JDC at Campus Your Life. Remember, always be content, never complacent, and always go for more. What a shame if you don't. God bless you.
Wow, what an awesome, awesome podcast today. I'm so glad that we were able to record this one for you guys. So there you have it, you know. Look at the situation when the curveball is thrown. Have a heart receptive and ready to find a solution rather than giving up and thinking there's no way out. Look for the good in the situation and pray to God and ask, well, God, why? Why is it that you have this happening to me? What is it that you're trying to communicate to me? Once you figure out those things, man, hit that curveball with a home run so you can keep moving forward. If you'd like to connect with JDC, you have him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at JD Servo. That's his name on those three websites. You also have him on Keek now. If you don't know what Keek is, I want you guys to download that app. You basically get to connect with JD Servo personally, face-to-face. It is a video social network. You can see what he does practically daily, how his personality is like, and just connect with him in that way too. All right, again, it's called Keek, K-E-E-K. All right, until next time, guys, we hope to hear from you guys soon. Comments, requests, anything like that, and we'd love to keep this going for you guys. God bless you.